عن دف عين زين عمد بيس three lines before the lines start getting wide. Abshimin ben Gamliel Ema Malam Din Aysan Shla Yachzeru. So Rashi says Malam Din Aysan Lechola Lekeach Vein Leimois. Everyone who buys a karke and he doesn't have enough money, Mainly Mois Kulon Elamitzosan, Lases by name Chilet Varkim Shlayuchlu Lachzer. So there's an eitzer what to do, that they shouldn't be Chayzer. So the eitzer of Shimon Gamliel was Chayzer Leni Plaini Ben Plaini Mechalti So the Plainis La Plaini Bel of Zuz. So Rashi had said Pshat, Vareini Noisha Boy, the Kivin Shasom Olav Milvev, Abakilo Notlam Behilva. So it's Keilu, he received, he was Makabal, the whole Elav Zuz, and then he's lending him 800 Zuz. So then it's like he was Makabal, 1,000 zuz, and he's lending him back 800 zuz. So the kinyan hakarke is nothing to do with the halvah. There was a halvah after the kinyan of the karke, and it's kilo, he was mekabel 1,000 zuz. And that is an eitzah which we teach the lokrim what to do to avoid that they shouldn't be chayza. So let us see the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel Oima. Malam de noisam shleyachzu. Keitzad koisab leini pleini ben pleini. Taime de kosab lehochi. So it would seem the only way we could prevent a chazoran de mekach, if the whole demei peroin was not paid, if this shtar was written, and he said, like, Reine Kielin is Kabalti, and he's lending him now the money. That's what would seem from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Like the Gemara of Asanya, we learned about Raisa, Hanoisein Eirobein Lechabeiroi. So Rashi before, Daf Memchesam at Beis, says as follows. Let us just akponim no teichwerter. Rashi says, Eirovain einai priyas mikzes amois. An Eirovain is not a partial payment. Ela Eirovain umashkin, it is a guarantee, liknois esa chayzaboy. That it's like a binder between the two parties. This is not a partial payment. No, this is a binder, a mashkin. The guarantee, liknois as a chayzaboy to kansen, the one who was chayzah. And this will guarantee that the both parties should not be chayzah. So, the braisa says as follows. Hanaisein erovin lechaveiroi, va'om aloi, in the lekeach told the meicha, Imani chayzabi, avayni mocholoch. So you can keep the seirovin, you can keep it finished. That this is the binder. If I'm chayzer, the mekach, you can keep it. Va'alo imer, and the moicher says, imani chayzabi, ach perloch avaynecho. So I'll give you double, I'll give you back your erovin, and I'll pay you back also the same amount. So you're giving me, if I was a binder, $100, I'll give you back $200. So each one consent themselves that to ensure that no one should be chayza. Niskaimu hatzenoim divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, well, that was the agreement, so But so this guy Muatanoi. Rabbi Yosi Litaime, Domar Asmachta Kanye. This is an Asmachta. That means each one wants to be Masmach, the other one, that he should feel secure that the Mekach will go through. And each one, they're giving really, either he's Mavatar and Eroven, or he's going to give back a double Eroven. So this is an Asmachta, and Rabbi Yosi holds Asmachta Kanye. Rabbi Yehuda Imar, Dayoi Sheyikne Keneged Ervoinai. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Yehuda holds Asmachte Loikani. I just like to read a Loshen of Ashita Mekobetzes. This Viralei, the Asmachte Loikani. So this agreement that each one said, the Loikech says that I'm Chayzi, you can keep it. If the Meicha says, I'm Chayzi, I'll give you a double. No. Umishem Hachi, Loi Ze Yichbel, Veloi Ze Yimchel. So this agreement is no Shivas whatsoever. Avol Mikoma Kim Kainuhu Kineget Ervoinai. But Al Koponim, this Nesinus Eirovein accomplishes that there is a binder on Keneged Nishavius of the Eirovein. Va'aval pi, Shloin Nosan Betoiras Piroi. Now he didn't give this money to pay for anything. V'loi Betoiras Kinyin. Ela b'teiras knas kidei lekayim ameka. This was only a knas. He wanted a consummate. They made this agreement. Afilahi kainu kinegdoi. Afopi kainis kaine. How this works? Davaini, I don't know. But al kaponim, this is shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it was given l'shem eirovein, and the eirovein, so the Knossos of the Knossos of Mochaloch, Echperloch are not Nageir, because that's an Asmachta. Of Al Koponim, this Pu'ula accomplishes that Al Koponim Kineged the Dmei Oirovein, the Lekeich is kind. Even though it was given, B'Teiras Knas, not Petairos Kinyan or Peroi. This, what? Rabbi Yisrael does machte kanye. That's what they saw. So it works more. He's not kind of anything. Either he keeps the oven or the moichi gives him back double. Rabbi Yehudol does machte loy kanye. So koponim abodayo abod koponim from there was a rotzain to ensure that the Mekach should be. So this Rotzen Al Koponim, and each one was willing to counsel himself, so Al Koponim, this Rotzen accomplishes that Daye Sheyikne Keneged Ervoy. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, I wish vehemently to disagree with you. It should be Kaina, he's giving it Petairus Erovin. And he should be koine keneged avoinai. I wish to disagree. How does this work? How is he koine keneged avoinai? No, but that's what you said, that he's koine keneged avoinai. But b'med dvorim amurim bezman sha'amalai ervoinai yikain. If he said, Bishas, when he gave the Irovay, he said, Irovayne Yikoin. So then you're right. Then it's Koine, he said, Irovayne Yikoin. Then it will be Koine, Kineged Irovayne. Avo. So this we have to understand exactly what Rav Shimon Gamliel means. But we'll come back to that. Anigei Alonu, Avo Mochaloi Soda Be'elev Zuz. But if it wasn't given b'teiras eirovein, he didn't say eirovein yikai. he sold him a field, be'elev zuz. V'nosan loy mehem chamesh meyizuz. And for the elev zuz, which is the payment for the sode, he gave mehem, that means he gave a haskholas apiroin chamesh meyizuz. He says, I'm going to pay you elev zuz for this karke, and at the present time I'm giving you a down payment. This is haskholas apiroin. So then he's koine. If he gave him atchilas apiroim, he's koine. Umarzalo yesashar, and he continues, and he will pay him the rest. Afilu la'acha kamashod. Al koponim, let us just go to the last shtickle of Rav Shimon Gamliel, which is Negeya Asugye. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, by a Rovin is only koine keneged the Rovin, he said avoine yikai. Then it's koine keneged the Rovin. But if he didn't give it l'shem I Rovin, he gave it l'shem ascholas piroi. He said, I'm going to pay you 1,000 zuz for the karke, and here's a down payment. V'nosa loy mehem from the payment chamesh meyizuz. Kone, so then he's kone the whole field, umarzoleyes ashar afilu lacha kamishon. So the Gemara's kasha now is, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, if a person does not have the whole money, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you give a down payment, finished, you kone the whole field, you'll pay when you'll have money. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said. This is an egei alonu ta'asugye. So if you give us cholas piroin on the whole field, you're kind of, even though you're not paying for the whole field. And here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, that melam di nois and lechol aleikeyach ve'ein loy mois kulon ele mikzosayim. If a person does not have all the money, so what should you do that he should be kind of the whole field? So you malam di maisa should be sakvanolo bemilvich and the reinekil and iskabalti. So it seems that was the only way one can ensure that the Mecca should become bottle. If you make this whole kunz of sakvanolo bemilvich, that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel said before. And here Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you have to pay all the money, you give a down payment, you kind of the whole field, and it's finished. The kinyan is nigmar, and you'll finish paying whenever you have money to finish paying. So this is Astira and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Yeah. So the Gemara says, loy kash. This is not a kash. That what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, that you have to make a zakvan olav b'milve in order to ensure that the Mecca should not become botul, hode ka'ayil v'nofik azuzi, hode loy ka'ayil v'nofik azuzi. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is speaking about, he wanted to ensure there's another oifen, that a person does not pay the whole money, and the mekach can become bottle, and Rav Shimon Gamliel wanted to ensure that the mekach should not become bottle, and that's why he said this eitzah. Now, what was the problem that Rav Shimon Gamliel was concerned with? Rav Shimon Gamliel was concerned of a problem that a person sold him a field, the same thing he gave him, $500, and they said that when you pay me, when do you want to pay me? 2 months. Give me 2 months, no problem. Fine, okay, shalma yisrael. So the field this is, and the chutz peroin, shalma yisrael. In 2 months, he comes to him, he knocks on the door, where's the rest of the money? I don't have it, I couldn't talk. He comes, the rosh says he knocks a second time on the door the same day. Also the same thing.
don't have the money today. I told you already before. I couldn't tell. So then, the moicha can taine, and we'll see there are certain conditions which are needed. The moicha can taine the temekach toys. The moicha can taine, the whole mekach was sold under the intention, I'm going to get, I need the money. I need the money. I gave 2 months to the house, but in 2 months I needed the money. I have a payment, a credit card payment to pay, whatever. I needed the money, and that's why I sold the field. If after coming to him 2 times and he sends me away, he's leich v'shoiv, so he can tie it to my kaftos. That, we'll see this other tonight, but this, the moicha came in mevatel the mekach. And on this, Rav Shimon Gamliel told the loichen, if you want to make sure that the moicha should never be able to be mevatel the mekach with such a taina, so you should write that as soon as you give the money, he should say, all right, areni kilin iskabalti kol amois. And I'm lending you the rest of the mois. You gave him $500. And he's going to write and say, Sareini kilin iskabalti kol amois. And I'm lending you the money. The minute this was done and said, so the chayv that you owe him does not in any way affect the mech. That's what Shimon Gamliel said. If you want to be assured that the not paying will not affect the mecher, so b'shas the mecher, if you can get a commitment from the mecher, that the mecher is saying that it's like it was mekabel, the whole mois already, and I'm lending you the rest of the datzokon all over milve, so then the mecher is a partik mecher, and finish. If in a case where you don't have nafik va'ayel azuzi, so then it's finished, and you're right, you know. In such a case, if the moicha is not desperate for the money, so then you kind of right away, you give a down payment on the whole field, and finish. You kind of. You can pay much later. But Rab Shimon Gamliel wanted to ensure a lekeach that the mecha will not be dependent on the payment of the rest of the money. That was Rav Shimon Gamliel's eitzah. The moicha is maskim, so that's Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Now, one in the kuda before we see the Rashi's. This Amirdike Ha'ora from the Rosh. The Rosh says that we had over here and what we learned last week that if he didn't pay the whole money, so it matters who's chayzer. If the moicher is chayzer, so then the yad lekeach al yayne. The keach is chayzer, the yad moicher al yayne. So the Rosh just says a pertinent ta'ore. I mean, if the moicher is chayzer, look, moicher is chayzer. So yad lekeach al yayne. So the Rosh afal gav. The ikuva osa machmas lekeach. You're telling me, listen, you're chayzer. So yad lekeach al yayin. You're chayzer. The reason why I'm chayzer is because he didn't pay me. We made up he's going to pay me this and this day, and now he's not paying me. That's why I'm chayzer. And that's why should be nach yodai al yayin. Mikol mokim kimich in his battle hamekach begromas hamoich yad lekeach al yayin. He mentioned this even though perhaps it's ironic, but that's it. But Lamaise, there's a schus to be chayzer on the mekach if it's nafik va'ayel azuzi, but whoever bepoil is, it's a schus chazore. It's kilo isle. You can be chayzer. But Lamaise, whoever is chayzer is yodai ala tachtay. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi, b'med dvarim amurim, sheyochel lachzer boy, באמת, זה באמת דברים אמורים שיוכל להחזיר בו, ולא ייתו זה אלא כנגד מויסו. בזמן שנוס לוי בתרס הלובן, לוי בתרס תחילס פירוין, וגי בתחילס פירוין, יסקיין את הול תינג, דן יקיין פירוין זה פיריד. And now, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, that he's kind of daya liknes keneged Moisov. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Stamazah, he won't be kind of. He's only kind of when he had said, Irboini yikoin, yikne hakel. He said, my Erovin should be kind of everything. Vahai loy oisol gabe linkbay loy kol hakarke bekach. He zicha was not maskim to sell him for a cheap price the whole karke. So then is koine keneget moisov. We'll come back to this rashi. Avol nosnu loy betoires trilas peroi. But what is, if he gave him the money, he didn't say yikna haku. He said, this is a partial payment on the whole field. So I owe you the rest. In kona hakarke kuloi, then you are kona the karke. Umarzaloi es hashar afilu la'achar kamashonim. And then he was, if he gave it Silas Piroim, he'll pay him Atulalacha Kamashonim, and will not in any way affect the Mecha. So the Gemara says, so why did Rav Shimon Gamliel have to give this answer? Ho da ayol v'nofik azuzi. Hay diktoni the Eloi Zokfoy Olov b'milve. He said, if it wouldn't be Zokfoy Olov b'milve, then he could be chayzer, so that's speaking about a meyuchadik case. Bid the ayel meicher, the meicher comes, benofik umachazer achar lekeich, he's come to kech, litein loy ma'oisov, and we mentioned the Rosh says he comes two times in the same day. Golim daite, so then this action shows the zuzi on suhu limker, that the reason he's coming twice in the same day, that's showing that the whole reason for the mechira was because he needed the money. Vekivin the loyoy le zuzi bishas dochkoi, adaiti dohochi le zovin le. So the din of Ayavanovic azuzi is if we, and we'll see that there are certain guidelines. If we can be mevara that he would have not have sold the karka if he wouldn't need the money, and the whole reason the karka was sold because the zuzi on suhulimka, so therefore if the money is not given, so then we say that the mecher isn't chal. This Indian of that what Rav Shimon Gamliel was made to Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Arvoini Yikoin. So this is also very unclear. Rashi says, but here Rashi says something. Med var mumum sheyoch lachzer boy, v'leito ze ele keneged moisav. When he only takes neged moisav, his man she nosle loy b'teiras irovin. He gave them also b'teiras irovin. V'loy b'teiras tchilas peroy. He gave it for an irovin, that this should be a binder. The omalei arvoini Yikoin, yikna hakel. But he said, yikna hakel.
Now, Vahai loy oisel gabe limke loy kol akarke bekach. So it's meiridik modne. The lekeyach said, yikne hakoil. It should be koine everything. And the meiridik wasn't masked to sell him the whole karke for this amount of money. So then we say that al kaponim, the yikne should be keneged ma'isav. I mean, the shaila is how the words of the lekeach stim with the rotzen of the meicha. He said yikna akel, and he didn't want to sell him akel. I mean, could be the hakel could have two translations. Akel means whatever I could be kinder with. I would prefer to be kind of the whole thing with it. And, but the Meicha isn't, would not prefer such an asik. And I think Rashi means yikna hakel, that this eirovin should be a piroin for the whole thing. If this is a piroin for the whole thing, so then it comes out he's selling it to him for very cheap. So Rashi says, Mahai loy oizel gabe. He's not interested in selling the whole field for such a cheap price. Limko loy kola karke baka. So then I say, there is a skoma on the ko, whatever you could be kind of with the sirovin, and that's keneged moisa. But kaponim, now we know pshat in Rab Shimon Gamliel. Let us just see Tosfos. Ayo v'nofik azuzi leikone. Niri da airi. Afilu Moshe hamekach. Afilu he made a meshiche. Im loy pirish b'shas mechire. Meshiche zut eikone chayfet ze v'zuzi lehebe avoy gabe. If he did not say this nusach that Rab Shimon Gamliel was meyayetz for the loikrim, so then the din will be, even though there was a maise kinyan of meshiche, af al pikein, it will become, the mekach will become butter, because we say, adaiti de zuzi, it was meiche, zuzi, on su. So the meshiche is not a factor to make sure that the kinyan should be chal. Kemoi b'shtar. The Omalel ani ploini mocharti. Now we had before Rab Shimon Gamliel. Now the Gemara is telling us pshat Rab Shimon Gamliel. That was Rab Shimon Gamliel said that koytzavle ani ploini ben ploini mocharti. So the ploini so ploini belemzus. So Taisva says the first case of Rab Shimon Gamliel is speaking about that he wrote a shtar, so he had a kinyan shtar. Va'afal pikein, without this upmach of zokfen olav b'milve, the kinyan shtar would not help. So who had in by metalfulim kinyan meshiche would not help. Agavulche with the zamachlokes Rashi and Taisva. Rav Shimon Gamliel before. Rashi said clearly that when they make this opmach, he's koine. So Rashi says, why is he koine? So Rashi says, v'karke niknis bekeser. So Rashi says clearly that the kinyan is the keser. That means he's koine with the money that he was makabel. Reinu kilu niskabalti, v'karke niknis bekesef. So we explain, because this is not a kinyan shtar. Kinyan shtar only works if he writes a loshen hoive, reini moicheloch, sodai mechuveloch. But this nusach that he had written to him, he wrote him, mochalti soda ploinis leploini, Rashi holds a loshen over is only a shtar raya, it's not a shtar kinyan. So therefore Rashi says, karke niknis bekesef, the maise kinyan is bekesef. There was no kinyan shtar, there was only a shtar raya that he sold him the karke, but there was no kinyan. The kinyan lemaise is with kesef.
Taisvis understood that he was kinda with Ashtar, it's Ashtar Kinyan. So Taisvis says, Va'af al-Pik, and even though there was Ashtar Kinyan, this umdene of Ayel v'nofik ha-Zuzi kibi mevatel, the Kinyan. It's an ansadi that onsi the Zuzi that would force him to sell the karka, and if he doesn't get this, he's Ayel v'nofik ha-Zuzi, that'll be mevatel, the king. Now let's go a little further. Amarov Ayman Dezovin Midi Lechavri Bekayel Venofik Azuzi Loikoni Loikayel Venofik Azuzi Koni Vomarov Ayman Da Oisve Meya Zuzi Lechavri. A person lends someone else 100 zuz. Upore Zuzza Zuzza. He paid him back. Each year he paid him back a zuz. So Rove said, Piroin have it. It's paid back. He can't say, that means after 100 years, he paid back the whole Chayv Baruch Hashem. So he paid up. But the Malve has Tarumis on the Loive, the Omalei, Afsedetinu, Minoi. You are mafsed from me, my money. That means I gave you 100 zuz. So I expected back 100 zuz in a lump sum. That way you're paying it back in zuzah, zuzah. So kaponim, this is a hefset to me. So I can have tarumis on you that what you chose to do with this eifel. Ahu gavre dezoven le chamro lechavre. A person sold chamro lechavre. We'll see, we'll come back to this Rashi. Dezoven le chamro chamoyr. Rashi says it's a chamoyr. So what is Rashi telling us? It's not wine. It's a chamoyr. Why is Rashi telling us this? So we'll see soon. But al kaponim, he sold them a chamoyr. Fine. Fine. Uposh le chad zuze. And let's say the price of the chamoyr was 100 zuzim, and he paid him up 99 zuz. And there's 1 zuz left over. And the moicher comes to the door in the morning, where's the zuz? He says, I'll give it to you eventually. And he comes twice to the door, and he tells him the same pisgam, I'll give it to you eventually. Now, the moicher wants to have charota from the whole maker. He says, I have enough zuz. I needed 100 zuz. He only gave me 99 zuz. So now, the Moicha wants to have charota from the whole Mecca. That was the shayla. Yosef Rav Ashi become ma'ayin bo ki hay gav namai. Koni oiloi koni. What is the din? Can we say that means this whole thing of ayil v'nofik azuzi is an ansadi, an umdana we are creating. We are saying the whole Mecca was made because he needed this money. That's why he sold it. And if he's not getting all the money, so Adaitadoch, he didn't sell it to him. But here he got 99 zuz. He's missing a zuz. Yenna says, if you don't give me the zuz, I want to be chayis on the whole Mecca. Does he have such a taina, yes or no? Listen, he got 99 zuz. My koni oy loy koni. Omar le ramotche le rabashi, hocha omar avimi na agrunye mishmei derove, zuzo ki zuzei domi. It's not chilek. It's not, one zuz is like 90 zuz, like 100 zuz. There was an upmach, he's gonna give him 100 zuz, he's tiny, he needs 100 zuz, and Memele, you're not giving him, so he can be Mabatul the whole Mecca. That he said, Mishmei de Rove. Omer le Rav Acha Barei de Rav Yosef le Rav Ashi, Vomrinen Mishmei de Rove Koni. We heard that Rove said, by one zuz, you are koine. So, we're having conflicting statements. You said that Rava said, Zuzo ki Zuzay Domi. We heard that Rava said that you are Koine. Omar lei te targem shmaitich b'moiche todeyu mitnei ra'osoi. Now let us see Rashi. Uposh gabi lekeyach chad zuze, v'kayel v'nofik moicha hu zuze, he's banging on the door, I want the zuz. Ki ay gavne mishum chad zuze, mi yomrinen de motzi lemehda. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara says, yeah, it could be chayse. The Gemara says, Rabbi said that he can't be chayse. So they're speaking about mitnei ra'oso. The ans, he wanted to get rid of the karka. That would he sold the karka. Then nan sadi, the belav unse de zuzi nami have him is abno. That means he wanted to get rid of the karka. It was mitnega osa. Vahai da ayil venofik azuzi, mamayil ligvish layarza lekeach. That means the lekeach perhaps doesn't realize what a lemon he got. So Memela, so he wanted to make sure someone, when he's gonna find out what he got such a lemon, so the Zeus, he says, you'll wait till you'll get this extra Zeus. He got, sold me such a lemon. But Al Kaponim says, that's he's banging on the door, I need the Zeus. But Al Kaponim, that's his ishtadlus to get the Zeus. But he cannot be chayza from the Mecca. So Al Kaponim, we have here guidelines. That means that what the Moicha wants the money, he can have 20 reasons why he wants the money. The only oifen you can be chayza from the Mecca is that if he would never have made this Mecca only because of the need of the money. That Mishum Onse de Zuzi Mochalai. So Memela, if that is the reason why the Mecha was made and he's not giving him the money, then he can be chayzer from the Mecha. But if that is not the reason why the Mecha was made, so Memela is he can demand the money from today till tomorrow, but he can't be mevatel the Mecha because of this. Zok the Maram, that is why Rashi said, Chamor is a chamor, Chamra is a chamor and not wine. Because a chamor, he says, is a dovor choshuv. I mean, someone has a chamor, he has a keli, he has a karka. This you could say that he wouldn't have sold it only because of onsi de zuzi. That means a person has a value and a chavivis to a chamor that he has. Chamro, wine, he wouldn't sell the wine. If Alfonso de Souza, wine is a commodity that people sell. So the whole concept of Onse de Souza is not applicable by wine. That's why Rashi says that Chamro is a Chamro. That's how the Baram says Pshat in Rashi. I mean, we find when the Shvatim came, when the Bilbo, that they said he's going to take us v'chamreinu, that the heft that they're going to lose, they're going to take us, Magalgulay, they're going to take Chamerenu also. I mean, there was some sort of an attachment in the Chavivis that a person had to his Chamer, some Amela, so we could say, we could attribute the sole reason of the Mekach was because of the answer to Zuzi. So these two factors, it's Ayel Benofik Azuzi, and we could attribute that the reason Mecca was because of Onse de Zuzi, then you can be Mevatel de Mecca. Pshite, boy lizbuni b'meya. A person wanted to sell, he needed Meya Zuz. V'loy Ashkach, and he had a field that's worth Meya Zuz, and he didn't find anyone interested in buying the field for Meya Zuz. Vizovin bimosayim. So he had to sell a bigger field. That means he didn't want to sell such a big field, but he needed meyazuz. So he sold a big field bimosayim. Vika'ayil v'nofik azuzi. Now he's coming to me. He wants the money should be able to buy now a kaponim, a small field for, he didn't want to sell a $200 field. He needed only $100. He couldn't sell the small field, so he sold the big field. But now he's aisle the nafik azuzim, that Yenish should give him the whole 200 zuz, and if not, he wants him in battle the Omeka. Like on it. So here we can zicher say that he b'chal had no interest in selling so much karke. And then the only was only the zuzi, so now we can be mavato the Mecca. Hello, what is such a case? Iboi lizvuni b'meya. He needed $100. And he wanted to sell his karke for $100, the small karke. B'loi ashkach. He made a attempt to sell it. No one was interested in buying it. V'itorach, but if he put in more effort, have a mashkach, he would have found someone who'd be interested in buying $100 karka. V'loitorach, he didn't listen, he didn't mind that much himself, he knew this 200 zuz karka, he'll be able to sell it very quickly. V'zovin b'mosai. So he sold the $200 karka. V'ka'ayil v'nofik azuzi. Now Yen isn't paying him the $200. It's v'ka'ayil v'nofik azuzi. Mai. K'moichel sodeyim ibnei ra'osodomi oiloi. Take. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, in order to be mevatel the mekach, we say that because the sole reason for the mechira was onse de zuzi, not the mevatel de mecca. If meicha sadevim neira also, that wasn't the reason why you sold the karka. So now, if you could have sold the 100 zuz karka, hey, you didn't want to be matrich yourself. So memele, you can't tell me that because of onse de zuzi, that's why this karka was sold. If onse de zuzi so. To be matrich yourself a little bit more and then sell the karka of 100 zuz, if this karka means so much to you. Or maybe not. Teiku. So the Gemara blabbers by a teiku. Zot Rashi. Boili zvuni b'meya o yitzoich l'meya zuz. V'rotzo limker zod ektane b'meya zuz. V'loi mozo lo loikhen. He couldn't find anyone interested in buying this field. He couldn't find. So he went and he sold the big field. The kai of anofik azuzi. V'zeikvom Yen isn't paying him all the money for the big field. Loikoni da nansadi da alkochoi mocha others agerus hamoicha. That means this mecha of a $200 field was this was sold. He had no interest in selling this field. The Yochalayma Lakacha Yisi Mechaza Acha Amois Likni Sodektana Tachteo. I mean, I think I want to feel that Shasheva Kaponim Sodektana. So Memele, the Onsi the Zuzi forced me to sell the big field, but I need the Zuzi to Kaponim buy a Sodektana. V'loi Ashkech Loi Motza Lo Loikrim Miyad. V'loi Yoterech Tu V'lachza Acha Aloikrim. Or Yamashkech Leikrei Sodektane. V'loi Torech, Ukshalei Atoirech, Umocha Agdoile B'masai. V'ai V'nof Agazuzi Maika, Moichas Demei Rosodom, Ikivi Demishum Tirche, Da Adurei Acha Leikeach. Since only because of Tirche, to search for a purchaser, Hutla olav limker oisa belay doichek mois. That means he wasn't desperate for the money. He could have searched a few more days and he would have gotten the 100 zuz from the smaller kark. Shmamino loy chavive oisa olav. So it wasn't chavive. And the minute it's not chavive, and so we can't say onse de zuzi forced him to sell it, so then you can't be mevatel the mecca. Let us just see Toisvis. The bottom Toisvis on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the Targim Shmaiter, b'moiches hadayu b'ibnei ha'oso, v'nire. So now, if that was the case, ashtafel anofik ba'ayil b'kuli zuzi. The case of Rava was grat, he got paid everything, he was missing a zuz, and Rava said you couldn't be mevatel the Mecca. So the Gemara says the reason over there was because moiches hadayu b'nei ha'oso, not because he was desperate for the money. So Tosfos says, so since that was the case for the Mechira, so Afilu, he's looking for all his money. That means v'loitorach. The lumdus is not because it's only missing one zuz. Afilo, there's a lot that wasn't paid. It's still not called called a mitl mekach that adaita the hochel is over. Zakta Gemara Baita, Socha, we had in the first Mishnah, Socha, Sachamo, Sakado, Socha, Aleihen, Oimato. Ad Kamo, Socha, Aleihen, Omar, Rav Nachman, Ad Kedei, Schorom. That you can be Socha, Aleihen, Ad Kedei, Schorom. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Ad kedei schorom, im osu etzloi k'tzas amalochet. I mean, we're talking about a dova ha'ovit. Im osu etzloi k'tzas amalochet, v'loi kiblu klum, they didn't get paid, soicha aleihem, kol mashu chayiv lehem, Yosef la'acherim v'yigmeru. So he'll give this to the new poilim that he's hiring, and they'll be goyma. So now, Rashi, the Samurdeke Rashi, Rashi learns that k'deis choron means they worked, and he will not pay them the money that he owes them, he'll give to the new poilim. And this is a chiddush nadova ha'ovot. So they ask Akash and Rashi, why is this a chiddush nadova ha'ovot? The din is yodei al tachta. Every yodei al tachtoin is like this. The money that he's supposed to pay him, he uses to pay the second poilim. So there are two terutzim which are answered on this kasha. The din of yodei al tachtoina means that the price went up, and now he needs more money to be geimer the job. So he takes from their money, but he's paying a normal price. He's paying a normal price, but the price went up now. By a dova ha'ovod, he's paying an exuberant price. Because it's a dova ha'ovod, he can't find anyone to do the job. He's paying an exuberant price. So not to pay them an exuberant price, this is only by a dova ha'ovod. Not by a dova ha'ovod, you wait. Good. It doesn't have to be done tomorrow, and you should pay an exuberant price. You wait, you get a pay, you finish it. If the price of workers went up, then you can deduct, not pay us. But if you can wait and then you can get it with a normal price, you don't deduct from us. Here, because if it's a dava of it, and time is of an essence, you can pay an exuberant price. That's one mahalach in Rashi. The second mahalach in Rashi is that, we hear a machlekes that there's a difference between yodoi al atachtoin is only by a kablan, but by a socher is can be chayze beemtzayim. There's no din of yodoi al atachtoin, but by a dava ha'ovet the din is the schar that he owes them, he can use to hire different workers to sell himself, to save himself from from the hefset. Fragt der Gemara, eis vei rov al Rav Nachman, we learned ad aboim b'chamishim zuz, not only schoron, how much he owes them. Ad aboim b'chamishim zuz, he can hire workers ad chamishim zuz. Amalek isan yehi shaboso chavilo liyodai. Before we see Rashi, let us see Taisus, then we'll see what Rashi is saying. Kagoin shaboso chavilo liyodai, im taima im kein pshita. So the Taisus HaRosh, says Pshat in Taisus, that Taisus learned, they gave him a mashkin. They gave him, when he hired them, they gave him a mashkin. But they said, listen, we understand it's a novel of it over here. If we will not finish the job, and you'll be faced with a hefsid, you can be gaiva from this mashkin. They bought chavila liyode, they gave him a mashkin. So, vim taime im kein pshita. So what's the chidush? They gave him a mashkin for this. That's Taisvis kash. V'yesh loyme, davamina asmachti, v'loy koni. Here, they told him that. But they just wanted to guarantee him that they'll take care of it. But it's an asmachta, because they're paying at aboim v'chamishim zuz. And the teretz is, look to Taisus HaRosh, it's not an asmachta, because it's a dover on Ovid. That means if you're having a hefzid, the whole, when is it, if there's an aveda, we had before, we had a Taisus before that by Sheduchim, it's not called an Asmachta because since it's a bush and those, so there's, when by a Dover Ovid, it's not called an Asmachta, you're having a Hefzid from this. So then there's a real commitment to what he's saying. That's one Teretz. Inami depoyele noisenle elalischa b'shove v'loi minakel. That means he gave him the chavila, and he said you could be goyva from the mashkin, but he meant a normal price, not an exuberant price. And the chiddush is no, that since it's a davar ha'avod, in the mashkin there's an understanding, he can even take from the mashkin an exuberant price, and he gave him a mashkin. That's how Taisvus learns. Zukta Maram, Rashi did not learn like that. Shabos chavila yodim yesh b'yodai, Im yesh biyodei mishelahen harve. He has their things by him. Kederech ha'umnim ha'mekablam aleim alochet. That means when workers come, mevim kli umnis lebeis balabayis. They left their kli umnis by him. They didn't mention anything. A mashkin garnished. They left the kli umnis. So Rashi is saying, amoyodik ha'chidish, which is not amoyodik. They didn't say anything. They brought all their tools, and now it's a davar ha'avid, and he goes and hires, and then they have charota, he hires others workers, and with an exuberant price, and with their tools, he can pay them. So Rashi is a merdek achidish, Shafila wasn't given. B'toyres mashkin, that if there'll be chayzer, hafal piken, he has a right to be gaive from this pekot.